Out of the shadows, from across the road, he came. Now, I hate to use the gay Lord of the Rings references, but the figure that entered into the parking lot then was altogether Gollum-esque. There is no better way of describing him. The skinny, senile old fart, perhaps in his late 80s, strode about the parked cars proudly. He was naked and had a massive dick. "Check out the old clock's pendulum," said Daffy to a snigger. Ignorantly, we all enjoyed the call, but what happened next blew my funny fuse. As the old chap moved about, he seemed to be inspecting the vehicles, as if some part of his demented intellect was pondering the purchase of one or more of these four-wheeled conveyances. But this was not the case. For then the codger climbed atop the hood of the nearest car, and there proceeded to defecate upon it. He labored for the release of a single soft serve, and then rose, leapt from that car to the one beside it, and repeated the process. Well, I was laughing so hard that I struggled to breathe. My fellow voyeurs must have caught this show before, for they were merely smiling and seemed to be taking more delight in my reaction, I being a virginal witness to the occurrence. I looked away then. I had to. I sucked in deep breaths and took a large mouthful of vodka. Swallowing hard, I closed my eyes, allowing the liquor to further warm my blood, and the pleasant numbness to continue to overwhelm my being. When at last I chose again to look out over the world, I was forced to stifle a frightful cry of shock as I saw that the Gollum shitter was right outside the one-way window. The van presented a dilemma for this late-night vigilante artist, for its engine covering was of such a size, and positioned at such an angle, that his tried-and-true dart-and-fart approach was impossible, especially for a senior citizen. However, this impediment did little to dissuade the Ancient One, for he then began clamoring and cursing his way up onto the roof of the van. We sat in silence, listening to the dainty footsteps above us. Suddenly, Turtle came alive. With overtly animated hand gestures and wild eyes, he motioned us to evidently keep our calm and maintain radio silence. Then, he signaled us to look up. There was a panel in the roof above where we were sitting, with a handle below it. Turtle took hold of this handle, and though no one uttered even a loud exhale, he again requested silence from the audience. Turtle pulled down, and as he did, the panel retracted, revealing the starry sky above. That, and the withered testicles of the shitter, dangling there like a disused speed bag in a derelict boxing gym. Intuitively, Turtle cautioned us to muffle our laughter. Right before he reached up and jerked down on the elderly gent's junk, as though he were ringing for the butler, the shitter bellowed and discharged the remainder of his bowels there atop the fun bus. He leapt to the ground and broke into a little dance that might have been, at one time, found among the outtakes of a Vicente Minnelli musical. Laughter overtook us all then. I composed myself in time to witness four nurses come scurrying across the road and recapturing the shitter with the lure of ice cream and a cup of orange juice. One of them wrapped a blanket around him, and then he was escorted back to the dying rooms.